because there is no money to even bring them in.
That's a similar complaint coming from supporters of drug treatment facilities. Also at the Capitol are groups fighting to keep state parks and historic sites from closing. It's unclear if lawmakers and the governor will approve a revenue stream to restore any or all of the cuts. Governor Rod Blagojevich says he took $1.4 billion from the budget because it was unbalanced. I'm Jenna Dooley.
The head of the United Way of Champaign County says they're noticing the impact of state funding cuts as they launch their annual campaign. President and CEO Lynn Jones says a number of their member organizations have requested additional funding outside the usual funding cycle because of cuts in funding from the state.
We've also seen an increase in requests from organizations that are not presently receiving United Way funding who would like to know what they need to do to become a United Way agency.
And Jones says cuts in state funding are causing those agencies to turn to the United Way. Budget cuts announced by the Blagojevich administration have hit many agencies. Jones says mental health, developmental services, children's services, and substance abuse treatment agencies are among those hardest hit. The United Way of Champaign County launched its annual fundraising campaign today with a goal of $3.2 million, up from the $3 million goal of the past several years. Jones says the increase reflects the need for services in the community and their success last year in exceeding their fundraising target. The Illinois House, meanwhile, has delivered a sharp rebuke to Governor Blagojevich by overwhelmingly voting to override his veto of an ethics bill. The override passed today 110-0. It's up to the Senate now to decide whether the measure dies or becomes law. It would restrict campaign contributions from people doing business with the state. The goal is to fight the perception that companies can't land state contracts unless they cough up political donations. The governor used his veto power to propose a dramatic rewrite of the bill, though. He loaded it up with a long list of ethics measures generally seen as impossible to pass in Springfield. State higher education authorities will get a bigger budget request next year from the University of Illinois. Trustees vote tomorrow on a proposal for $109 million in state funding for the 2010 fiscal year. That's 7.7% higher than this year's spending plan. U of I spokesman Tom Hardy says much of it will go toward higher salaries, higher fuel and utility costs, and statewide priorities like teacher education. Hardy says it's hard to balance funding between state money and tuition from students.
We're obliged to make this budget request, using our best experience and instincts. Now, this goes through a long process, as you know. In the meantime, we're going to need to sort out what our tuition needs are going to be.
The U of I also hopes to submit a $454 million request for capital projects, including the long-awaited renovation of Lincoln Hall. Hardy says that list of needs has changed little over time, with deferred maintenance expenses the most important need. He says the university is carefully watching this legislative activity of late over a capital funding bill that could include money for Lincoln Hall or the petascale facility that's expected to house the world's fastest computer array. Preliminary autopsy results say a truck driver from Alabama died of heart disease as his semi crashed along Interstate 74 last night. Police believe a medical emergency led to the incident west of the Prospect Avenue exit yesterday evening. 41-year-old Gregory Strickland was pronounced dead at a hospital in Urbana. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 5:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.
It's 4:33. Mike Sola has a look at our weather.
Well, Tom, when you woke up this morning, you might have checked the calendar to make sure it was still September. We had temperatures that started out the day as low as 45 degrees in Bloomington Normal, 46 at Decatur, and the cool spot for the major reporting stations in central Illinois, 44 degrees at the Lincoln National Weather Service office. Willard Airport dropped down to 48 degrees as we got off to a cool start. It turned out to be just a magnificent afternoon. We have 73 degrees on both Friends Plaza and at Willard Airport. And with high pressure over the Great Lakes continuing to move to the east, we'll start to pick up a southerly wind, and that will help to not only drive temperatures up a little bit more, but also start to drag some moisture across the area. And while we do not expect the rain to arrive until late tomorrow night, We will start to see the clouds developing across the area as early as tomorrow afternoon. For tonight, another mainly clear sky. Fair sky, not as cool tonight, the low 53. The wind will be shifting to the east at 4 to 8 miles per hour. And then a sunny sky early for Thursday, becoming partly cloudy in the afternoon, the high temperature 81. The wind, as I said, shifting to the southeast, then southerly at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Showers and thunderstorms arriving late tomorrow night, the low temperature 62, and more rain for Friday night, and even into Saturday, with showers and thunderstorms through the period. High temperature on Friday will be 78 degrees, a low temperature on Friday night, Saturday morning of 65, and right back to a high temperature on Saturday of 78, despite a mostly cloudy sky. Again, we have 73 degrees on Friends Plaza, 73 at Willett Airport with a very nice dew point temperature of 52 degrees. It's 4:35. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Federal investigators today revealed a sordid scandal involving employees of the Department of Interior. They've been accused by the department's inspector general of taking gifts, rigging contracts, and having sex with employees of the energy companies they were supposed to regulate. The allegations involve 13 staffers at the Interior Department in Washington and in Denver. NPR's Jeff Brady has been gathering the latest in all of this. Hi, Jeff.